This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the besotted Pride of West London podcast, coming to you from Bramall Lane. Final whistle's just been blown as well. Sheffield United 1, Brentford 0. Wasn't the result that we wanted, wasn't the game that we wanted. It was a pretty terrible game, to be quite honest with you. Sheffield United, to be fair, they had the wind between the sails, or whatever you say. They looked like they were slightly revitalised. Weren't a great side, but they were real up for it. You can see the team are coming over. Fans are giving them a good old cheer, good old clap. But at the end of the day, it really wasn't the result that we wanted at all here at United's ground. Tell me something, that weren't great, was it?
No, that's pretty awful, to be fair. I think Sheffield United came at us. They had the more intent. We just lacked any sort of direction or shape. I don't know, wasn't great.
Wasn't great.
I was disappointed with like our forwards. Neil and Visser just didn't really offer anything, I don't think. Didn't come together. Poor.
Bees are not happy here at all. Bees are now here. What do you think of that?
I think they're always going to struggle with no forward line. Got best three strikers in the team out injured, or one obviously out banned, two out injured. It's always going to be difficult. Fought defence did well. Conceded one free goal, but we've got nothing going forwards. Probably deserved the draw.
Deserved the draw against fans out there. What do you think of that game tonight?
Sorry?
What do you think of the game?
Frustrating, is all you can say.
Yeah, I mean, do you think you should have got anything out of that, or do you think it wasn't going to happen?
You've got basically reserve side, so nothing you can do. They try.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
I tried, and that's the main thing as well. I think a lot of people are actually happy with the fact that Brentford, at the moment now, we're like on empty at the moment now. It's like we're driving a car on empty, aren't we?
Yeah, and half the time, some of them don't look like they've got confidence in each other. One thing I want to say, Wisser, straight down the tunnel at the end. Everyone else comes over, Wisser turns around, straight down the tunnel. That's not on. Someone needs to have a word with that.
That's not good at all. We need all the bees to be behind their team as well, which is all good. Not a great game, was it?
No, we didn't play the best. I think we probably could have got something at the end, but a few need to put a bit more, prove themselves a bit.
Too little, too late?
No, low quality game all round.
Sheffield United, though, I mean, they looked up for it, though, don't you think?
I thought they looked up for it. I do think we got enough to get out of the game. It was just a good strike that was the difference in the end. So one moment of quality, but like a very low quality game. We had enough to get something. A few players I want to see a bit more from. Not too concerned.
Not a concern. Are you concerned? I look in your face and you've got this ashen look in your face.
It's just so frustrating because we did everything except score. Pinnock man of the match, but Damsgaard made a real difference. Really, really encouraged by that.
So you think again, it's interesting because Jensen's out, yeah. And it's like we're missing that creativity. He played Damsgaard played that ball, and he unlocked the defence, didn't he? And absolutely. We were missing that.
Absolutely. Yeah. We needed more creativity. And as soon as he came on, we looked like scoring. But we go again.
We go again. Bees there streaming out of Bramall Lane. What I want to say to you beforehand, as I say this as well, tell you something. I went to the pub beforehand. We went to Blood Bowl, the beer engine, and I'll tell you something. Best away day pub that I've been to for probably since I've been in the Premier League, right? Very few pubs. It was very non-Premier League, if that makes sense. Lots of fans in there. Good vibe. Loads of Bees fans. Loads of Blades fans as well. And you know, like when you go into a pub and it's just buzzing, like it's like a pre-match proper pub. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I've got another fan here. He doesn't want to talk about the pub. He wants to talk about this game where we got 0 points, nil point.
Oh, no, we're struggling now. I think we're doing injuries and everything. I think, you know, we worked hard and everything. But, you know, I think now you can see there's only like four or five of our first choice side out there, really. You know, and you can see the strength and depth. We're struggling a little bit now. I thought Damsgaard played well when he came on. I thought he was really good. KLP struggled. But, you know, disappointing, but what can you say? We move on.
I'm going to ask you a question, right? We've lost to the bottom of the league side today, right? I know that we got injuries, okay, but, you know, they've got their problems, we've got our problems. Does that worry you?
I think when you're going away to these teams, it's always a little bit difficult. Yeah, you take Luton, when they were at home to Liverpool, they got a point. Yeah, he probably should have got a point at home to Arsenal. And then, you know, Luton looked terrible against us. When they're away, I think, you know, when they're at home, it's a tricky game. It's a tricky game, you know, when you're going away to these sides, you know.
We go again. Right. You bees.
Right.
Well, so listen, how can we deconstruct that one? You know what I'm saying? Because we need to deconstruct that game. Or do we not deconstruct it and put it to the back of our minds and go, let's concentrate on the next game?
No, we do need to break it down because I think the last 15, 20 minutes looked very promising, especially we were saying when Damsgaard came on. The problem is, as a fan, you're then very frustrated because you're watching them play that, thinking, why can't you do that from the beginning? Like, a lot of us are kind of blaming the injuries and things at the moment, which is valid, that's valid, and there's a very inexperienced team out there, but they've evidently got the quality, they've got the ability. So why aren't they starting that? I don't know. I know it's inconvenient, that's affecting both teams. But there comes a point where we need to be sharper. We need to be punting. Though they played rubbish today, Sheffield, we need to be punishing that. One time they just kicked it out. They didn't know what to do with it, and then we ended up playing it back. If you're playing any other side than a Prem, they're punishing the things like that, and that's what we need to learn to do, especially if we want to be fighting for the top half of the table.
Do you think we went a little bit safe today? Because, I mean, like, you know, the players that we put, I mean, that day, you can't knock, because Thomas Frank made some great decisions, but, you know, you've got Shandon Baptiste in there. You know, we've been saying for a while, you know, with Jensen out, we're lacking a bit of creativity, someone who can unlock the defences. We've gone inside there and we've gone out with a team that maybe we just thought that Sheffield United are going to give us a bit of a battering, and we need to kind of put a battering side out there as well. When Damsgaard came on, all of a sudden, there's a few things that happened which you thought, actually, you know, we're being a little bit creative here.
Yeah, definitely. And we were using the wings a little bit more because first off, we were scared putting it in the air because we didn't have a lot of height. But you still got to do it because you don't know where the ball's going to come off of. And again, you said once Damsgaard came on, we were switching it a little bit more. Olakigbe was looking good, putting it in the box, and everything was looking more promising. We can't abandon everything we know to do just because we're missing a few key players that we normally would trust to do it. We've got to keep the club ethos going in the game the whole time.
Yeah, it's good. So, losing to the bottom of the league side today, Sheffield United, are you worried?
No.
Simple answer to a very simple question. You would have talked to me about that game.
Well, I mean, you know, we've tried our best. We've got so many players out. We've got our first 11 really out, apart from the goalie. I think, you know, Jensen is a massive miss. We missed that creativity in midfield. When Damsgaard came on against Brighton, he looked really sharp. When he came on today, he didn't have the same influence. Baptiste, a little bit disappointing for me today. He didn't really get on the ball, didn't really create much. I'd be quite happy against Villa to start with Damsgaard. Ooh. And Yarmolek.
Okay.
You know,
switch it up a little.
Well, I mean, why not? You know, Villa on a massive run. I mean, Frank's great. I love Frank. He's a lot of energy. you know, but sometimes he's a bit all over the place, you know. You know, sometimes he gets in good positions and panics, so we'll definitely miss his energy against Villa. I don't know. I mean, it's a free hit, isn't it, really? The way Villa are playing and the way, how many injuries we've got, you know, I'm not expecting much, but, you know, it was a decent effort today. It was a decent effort against Brighton. I'm not worried about where we're going to finish at the end of the season, but, you know...
It's a bit frustrating, isn't it?
It's really frustrating, you know, when you travel all the all those miles, you know. I don't... We didn't lack effort, but, you know, today we just missed maybe that focal point up front, and that's been the story of the season. You know, against Arsenal, had Tony been playing, I think we'd have got a point there. We just missed that... Someone that can hold the ball up when it's played long and bring players into the game. And Wiese and Maupay, as much as they give us in terms of energy and effort, they don't have that same physical presence of winning the ball and holding up and bringing someone in. And we've got so many players missing. You can't fault the effort.
I'm going to ask you a question again. And again, this is like, we're asking fans. We're fans here.
Yeah.
We're asking questions. We come up to Sheffield United here. Listen, I've had a great day. Okay, the result didn't go, but I've still had a great day. I love coming up to this place. So that's calling up my experience.
Yeah.
The experience on the pitch may have been different. We have different players here. You talked about Ivan Toney being on here. Are you a little bit, if you look at the season that we've had now,
yeah,
are you kind of a little bit disappointed as kind of what has happened and maybe what he has done? And I'm not saying, listen, I'm not saying that point the blame and place the blame, but as a football fan, you want everything to be right. And the fact is that it's kind of like when somebody does a stupid foul and gets sent off and you're dominating the game.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you've got 10 men and then all of a sudden you lose that game because that player does a stupid foul.
Yeah.
And the thing is that Ivan Toney's situation again, do you kind of, as a fan, feel every game you look at that, you feel a little bit disappointed when you look at what happened?
Yeah, of course, Billy. I mean, what, you know, it's nothing we've done, you know, and it's not even something he's done on the pitch. You know, he hasn't even, it's something that he's done off the pitch. You know, I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of why he's been betting, you know, but at the end of the day, it's cost us, hasn't it, really? You know, his actions. And it wasn't all at Brentford either, was it? You know, it's happened at other teams he's been with. So, I mean, yeah, you've got to be disappointed a little bit in his actions. And also, there's no kind of sort of acknowledgement. And I know people in the club have said, oh, we don't want an apology, we don't need an apology. But at the same time, you know, a little bit of contriteness, maybe, you know, just some acknowledgement that had he been playing this season, I don't think we would have as the same point difference, the same points that we have now. I think we'd have a few more points, to be honest.
Which means that we could be edging at least in not Europe, you know, into the European places.
Oh, absolutely.
which is a big difference.
Yeah, I mean, you know, take the United game. You know, we really there's so many games this season that we've missed having someone that could hold the ball up like he does, win fouls, take the pressure off, you know, and we haven't had that this season, and we've got no one to replace that, you know. I love Maupay, I love Wiese, I love Brian, but they're not the same player, and Brian missing, I mean, that is, I don't know how long he's going to be out, but that is a massive loss for us, you know. You saw against Brighton when he went off, you just missed that pace. We don't have that pace. I mean, Ole Kigby, he might have pace, but he's so raw, you know, you can't rely on him. I hope for a little bit more from KLP, a little bit more from Wiese, a little bit more from Maupay, but let's see. I don't know. I'm not worried, but this is going to be a sort of season of maintaining our position. I don't think we're going to get relegated.
Transition.
Transition, exactly. And let's see what happens in January. Maybe we'll bring some players in. Let's see what happens when Sade comes back. I'm really excited about Sade, but let's see, you know. I don't know.
UBs.
UBs.
We've got blades in there. We're back in the boozer, we're back in the beer engine, actually. And I said to you, and I said this as well before on the podcast, this has been, listen, forget win, lose, draw, whatever like that. And you know how we go, kick football out of football at Besotted as well. This has been one of the best away pubs that we've been to for a couple of years. Premier League, as you know, listen, me and Laney might have our little, you know, little differences as to what we view Premier League. As far as I'm concerned, when it comes to away days at Premier League, there are very few decent away days, okay? This place here, Sheffield, is one of them, right? It is one of them. And we came inside the beforehand and it literally was 50-50. Brentford fans and Blaze fans inside there. The place was buzzing beforehand and you felt like you were going to a football match, whereas sometimes you go to Premier League games and you literally, you might be going to the library or to a funeral or something like that beforehand, you know what I'm saying? But here, it was buzzing before the game, which is good, and it set us up nicely. And in the end, for us, and I'm going to say that for me, that made it disappointing what happened out there on the pitch. But for my friends here, the Blades, they're very happy. You're very happy, aren't you?
Oh, we're delighted. I mean, we really needed that today. We came back midweek with a bit of spirit and we've had a terrible, terrible season. And to come back today and get 1-0, which nobody predicted being the pub before this game, do you know what? It is a relief. And, you know, it could have been 3, but that shows our lack of confidence. But, oh, I'm sorry, Brentford, but thank God we got 3 points today.
And talk about the bees. No, just talk about the bees today as well, because the first thing you said to me is, what happened with the bees today? Were you a bit confused?
I was really shocked, because obviously looking at you on telly in the last few months, you've been on it, you've been all over it. And today it was like you'd all been kidnapped and replaced. I just don't know what happened.
We haven't got any players left. I mean, we're putting all the substitutes in, you know what I'm saying?
I know, but other teams in the Premiership, they got like double squads. And I guess it just shows that Brentford are still that real authentic club that you, like us, you know, we don't
can't afford to buy extra players, mate.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. We're not like Man City who's got 2 squads sitting around, but yeah. You know, and thanks for the opportunity today, that's all I can say.
And I'll just say last thing as well, because you mentioned the fact that, listen, through the game, you got the goal, and it was a wonder goal. We're not quite sure if it's a shot or a cross, but that doesn't really matter, because he put the ball in the back of the net. And you looked like you were keen. After that, it gave you a lot of confidence as well. You know, first 15, 10 minutes ago, I saw you were like really up for it, then it petered off a bit, then you got that goal, you're up for it again. The last 15, we got Damsgaard that came on. Damsgaard, we're missing creativity. Jensen's not there, and we're missing the creativity. But we brought Damsgaard on, and all of a sudden, he threaded the ball through, which should have gone through. And all of a sudden, you had your backs up against the wall, and you were looking scared, weren't you?
When they took McAtee off, I had a feeling we were going to go defensive again, and it was nervy. Yeah? Last 15 minutes, I couldn't believe it. I was wishing that we had have capitalised and gone that 2-0 or 3-0, and it was nervy, and I really didn't want an equaliser, but I thought it was possible at one point. But luckily, we managed to hold down and get the 3 points.
Got Blade in the house here again. Like I said to you, it's been a good day. It's been a good day anyway, isn't it?
Oh, it's been a great day. And, you know, it's been an interesting game because beforehand, everybody's caught up in their own situation. So you're talking to Bees fans, and everybody I was speaking to was saying, you've got so many players out injured, you're down to the bare bones, you're going to struggle today. And I was talking about how we need to believe we can win a game of football. And somehow that entire scenario played out, to be honest. You could see Brentford were under strength. You could see that they struggled. We know there's a better Brentford team playing most of the season, and we're lucky to hit them that we played them today. You could tell that it wasn't the Brentford that has been doing so well in the Premier League up until now. But even then, we believed, we had a bit more confidence behind her due to probably the Wilder factor and that little bit of change that we needed. But also, once we got ourselves in front and we failed to capitalise on it and maybe make it 2-0 a couple of times, we had our chances. The longer the game went on, the more you started to feel like our lack of confidence, and maybe the substitutions as well, McAtee going off, was it Damsgaard coming on? Those elements, I suppose every fan sees it from a different perspective, but certainly in those last 15 minutes it changed, and you feared the worst as a United fan. It felt like we'd had our chances to put the game to bed and we were going to pay the penalty.
Ask the question. Listen, the Wilder man has come in. You were a little bit nonplussed about the Wilder man. The Wilder man left in a little bit of a, I'm not sure what's going on there, you know what I'm saying? When he left United, the Wilder man came back with Borough, and I think he came in sort of swinging his shoulders around, thinking, yeah, mate, I'm doing the business here. And he walked into Sheffield, and, it didn't quite go particularly well for him. So now he's come back with his tail between his legs to Sheffield, and he's come there. Look, I'm going to save you. How do you feel about that?
You know what? I think the fans have got a complicated relationship with Wilder now, because we all love him. I mean, you've got to love him. He's been part of the club and the history of the club over the years. The older fans like myself remember him in the early 90s. I've got mates who went to school with Chris Wilder, so you know how much he loves the club. It's lovely to have someone in charge who loves the club that much. But it all went horribly wrong last time. And I think
he did blot his copybook a little bit. He kind of left on a bit of a downer. Obviously, COVID and lockdown sort of contributed to all that because it was behind closed doors. And
lockdown, are you?
Lockdown, yeah, yeah. But none of us were able to be in the ground at the end of that sort of Wilder era. And it's all, I think it's a little bit unknown to United fans how the fan base actually feel about it, because normally, you know, when a manager leaves, the fans are shouting for the head or the fans are supporting them. He went, and I don't think anybody really quite knew how everyone felt about it until he came back with Middlesbrough, and that wasn't pretty.
And like Hickenbottom last week, you know what I'm saying? Is that Burnley or wherever it was where people are calling for his head? It was quite bad.
It got surprisingly unpleasant because I think the majority of the fan base understand Hickenbottom did an amazing job for us. And you know what? He was our hero at the end of last season. He got thrown under the bus this season. Not many managers would have been able to do much with what happened in the summer. And suddenly, in the last couple of games, you know, it turned and it was unpleasant. I mean, we left the game at Burnley after 70 minutes because, to be frankly honest, we were there at half-time when he had to run off the pitch to try and get away from the booing and the abuse from the United fans. I didn't want to be there at full-time to hear what they were going to do to him. You don't expect that. So it's been a bit of a weird week or two for us, to be honest. We've had a bad season. We know we're struggling. But to see a manager who everybody respected and loved and had a lot of time for 3 months ago suddenly being booed off the pitch and getting the vitriol that you get with football fans was a bit hard to take. And now we're back at square one in a way. We've got Wilder back. We used to love Wilder. He's one of our own. We know deep down we want to love him. But he's come back again. Is he going to stick around? Is he going to be there for the long haul when things go wrong again? Because it's going to be a hard rest of the season. I don't think any United fans are expecting we're going to shoot up the table. It's going to be a tough few months. And what we want is Wilder to galvanise the club and the club to move forward and have some hope for next season, whether that's most likely in the Championship or even if it's in the Premier League, which seems unlikely. We want that sense of belief and togetherness to come back to the club, I think.
Still back in the beer engine. I'll tell you something, I wish we put an engine into that Brentford team today, because that engine seemed to be like running on zero petrol today. It was running on, I don't know what it was running on, fumes. It was running on, we weren't even running, were we?
No.
I wish I run straight out of that stadium today, actually.
We should have stayed in the pub. Yeah. Keep football out, football. What can you say? A couple of weeks ago, someone said to me, oh, you know, you've got Luton, Brighton, and Blades, 9 points. And I was like, I think we'd be lucky if we get 3 points. And so we've got 3 points. We always have a bit of a bad spell. Sometimes it's a November time. Now it's December. Pinnock had a great game. I thought he was solid. He was absolutely all over everything.
Except for that throw-on that he did. That stink throw-on. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
He took the ball and he threw it. And you know, like when someone takes a throw-on and then the throw-on like literally goes nowhere. And he threw it. And then next minute, Sheffield United had a throw-on. So did he just throw it into the...
I don't know. It was random.
It was so bad. It just summed up our day.
I mean, in fairness, you could sit and say the goal came from him trying to clear it. Then it hit like... Yano, and really should have just been like a rose head out to the side.
Yano got skinned before that. Yannick got skinned.
You know what? Look, you know, good. You know, I don't know what to say. I'm not. I don't know what to say. Well done to the Blades on getting 3 points. You know, they needed that. They fought for it. They wanted that. There were some good performances, like Pinnock. Like kind of Godos. It was good to see Michael get some extra time on the pitch today and not coming on with 5 minutes to go. It was good to see us make changes early, but we've got a lot of injuries out. You know, if you look at the start of the season, we've got no Josh. We've got no Rico. We've got no Brian. It's really hard. It's really hard. But you know, at the same time, did someone just say we're still 11th? So we're still 11th in the league. We had a good start to the season, and that has made us strong in a strong position at the moment. That we can kind of lose these sorts of games, which we do.
And we're still in a strong position. You know, Sheffield United, they're still going to go down. We're not going to go down. We're okay.
This is it. Bees in the house here. I'm just going to go around. I'm just going to go around the house. I'm going to come back to you. Going to come back in a minute. Talk to characters out here. They can say to you, oh, yeah, I've got the Hobbsy. Hobbsy's in the place as well. Sort of, still loads of, still absolutely packed in this pub here as well. Like I said to you, loads of blades, loads of bees. Bees are a little bit somber, it's got to be said. Bees are a little bit somber. Things didn't go according to plan, did it, Andy?
I think they wanted it more than us, to be honest. I mean, we did all right. We wanted it, but they wanted it more than us, I think.
Again, I mean, listen, Blaze fans will say that they, you know, not necessarily, not say not skillful, but they, you know, they've got a lot of work to do. But from what I saw, the first 10 minutes in particular, I thought they were getting stuck in, and they thought like they were up for it.
Oh,
it simmered down a little bit.
I think we were up for it. I think just think they wanted it more than us. Over the whole 90 minutes, they needed that win. They wanted it more than us.
And is that it? End of story?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, for me, you know. I think we competed. We competed, but they competed harder than us. We're two sides. They're not a great side. We're a good side that's got loads of injuries. And for me, that's the way I saw the game. I think they wanted more than us.
Hobbsy in the house here again. Did you think the same thing, or are you thinking a little? No, I'm not saying this is a fair point. I mean, I thought that they were up for it. They're potty for it.
I've been more up for it.
Yeah, I think this. Tell you something. What was interesting is that. Actually, it's probably not that interesting, but I'll say it anyway. I thought there was some stage that we were like, it's interesting, we were playing this passing game. Remember, we were pinging the ball, ping, 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 ping. Then pass went amiss. But we looked like we were kind of sort of like, you know, like when we play Man City, we don't necessarily play them against their game, but play their game. But for them, at stages, we were like pinging the ball around, trying to do all this action, and then it didn't quite work. But then they were like literally clattering it, playing the ball long, boom, just doing kind of what they needed to do to get something out of it. And after a while, I think we almost went, oh no, and then we just kind of lost our way.
It's funny, because when I saw the lineup, I thought, well, that's kind of odd, because, you know, we've gone for a 4-3-3.
Yeah.
And we don't normally do that away from home. You know, we normally kind of flip between a 4-3-3 or 5-3-2, depending on what we're going to do. And I thought, maybe it would have been better if we got a bit more defensive and try to counter them, because they're going to come at us. You know, got a new manager, first home match and all of that. You know, maybe we should have like tried to like invite them on a bit. But we went 4-3-3, so we thought we wanted to go and attack them, but it didn't work.
We didn't have the tools.
We didn't have the tools to kind of play that formation, and do that kind of thing, and it kind of showed that. Basically, when Damsgaard came on, that was the only time we really looked like we were any good, and we had that sort of creativity playing that formation. And Yarmo as well came on at half time. Frank was a bit of a liability, probably could have got sent off, should have got sent off, don't know. So yeah, maybe we should have done a lot better today.
Could have done a lot better today, but you know, at the day, 1-0 result, it was almost like one of those games where, you know, sometimes you say it could have gone either way, but they got that goal. But once they got that goal, I mean, I know at the end we kind of came at them, but it was almost I was tweeting today. I did my first live tweeting for about 3 years, actually. I quite enjoyed it. Back in the day, we used to live tweet every single game, blow by blow. And it's the first time that I've done it for about three years this time. Quite enjoyed it. One of the things I said is, like, it was a bit of an inevitability. Like the back end of the Brighton game, where, you know, once Ryan had gone off and then we were trying, and it's almost like you're blowing.
We got no outlet without Brian. No way, no, you can't see where the goal's going to come. So we probably could have played for another couple of hours or more, or all night.
Christ, please not.
And I couldn't see a goal coming unless it was like from a set piece or from a penalty or something like that. Yeah, so, yeah, I think you're right. I think we've lost that kind of ability to just create something out of nothing at the moment.
But okay, listen, we talked about that. But, and I know a lot of people say, oh, yeah, because it's difficult when you're sitting at home and you've done that. For us, it's not only about the football, it's about everything else. And listen, Sheffield, win or lose or draw, good away day, isn't it?
lovely away day. Love Sheffield. Love it out. Yeah. All the Sheffield fans, everyone's all brilliant.
Proper football people.
Oh,
100%. 100% proper football people. Compared to, like, you know, all the other places we've been going to in the Premier League, it's nice to be back here. Sheffield United.
And we're not saying it because we're trying to sort of kind of belittle. We're just saying
it's just what you enjoy. Yeah. It's you know.
I mean, we came in this pub beforehand. It was probably 50-50, Brentford and Sheffield, and it's busy as well. But we're all having a drink here together. Yeah. There was a vibe. There was a proper football vibe.
In Sheffield, and we ain't done it in years. And it's quite a happy day to be back here again.
I'm going to ask a question, but why doesn't this happen elsewhere in the Premier League? What? I don't understand. Why?
Who knows? Well, you know, the whys and wheres of everything. I don't know why it doesn't happen elsewhere.
I think it's about teams that have been down where we've been in League One, League Two, whatever, Championship, and they've come up. They know what it's all about, and they know, you know,
they maintain that.
And when they come back up into the Premier League, they keep that vibe, you know. And
I mean, I say that. I mean, I love going to Forest.
Yeah. Teams with the bigger sensations like Liverpool and Manchester United and all of those teams, Chelsea with the big expectations, you know, and then, you know.
So I'm going to be translating. So does that mean that we have got a small-time mentality, or does it just mean that we just enjoy a more of a social football environment?
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit of both, really. I think, you know, you say kick football out of football, which was pretty apt for today. but, you know, It's all about the vibe and about being all together and
I hear you say. Yeah, so being all together, get the vibe and everything like that. And listen, the football's been brilliant recently because we've been playing great football. We've seen great football, even though interestingly, and I'm going to say this, that even though the away days and going to the away days haven't been as good, but because the football has been so good, it's almost like you allow it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, but when you see a game like this, you almost like go, "Oh my god, the game's terrible."
I've got a good away day.
If you go to places like Wolves, sorry if there's any Wolves fans listening to
but
this.
But it's a
terrible away day. And if you go to Wolves and you lose the Wolves, or you have a poor day at Wolves, you've had a bad away day and you've had a bad football match, and you go home to the train, you're miserable.
So quick question. So you want Sheffield United to stay up?
Yes.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
So there you go. It just shows you how shallow us Brentford fans are. Actually, it's not about the football. It's about the characters, which is all good. You bees.
You bees.
I'll let you chat to them.
Listen, I've got Blaze fan in the house. Just quickly, talk to me. You must be very happy.
Over the moon.
and what? Just talk to me about
it. It was a game of two halves and we won it from the first half. Oh. Thank you.
There he goes. Listen, short and sweet from Blaze. Talk to me about that. Listen, talk to me about that game. Because obviously, you came, last season you smashed it. Completely smashed it. I'm gonna say for you as well that maybe your owners smashed you when they sold up a couple of your players, and all of a sudden next minute you're in a little bit of a pickle. So this season probably hasn't started the way that it was meant to. So coming into this game today, you must have been a bit nervous.
Nah, not at all. Not at all. What I would say is we've got shit owners. They are fucking wank. But Eki
was unlucky.
Eki were unlucky, but Wilder, he's one of our own.
Oh, that's interesting.
He is one of our own.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because Blaze fans have been a little bit kind of one or the other.
Not for me, brother. He has been an absolute fucking legend. Sorry, can I swear?
You can say what you want.
Ah, fuck it then.
Except for Fulham, don't say that.
Apart from Fulham. Now, legend. Absolute legend. You can see teams got a different... They've got self-belief. The self-belief. Same players... And it makes a massive difference. Same players, but self-belief. And when you've got players that ain't got self-belief, you might as well not have them. Today they come out. On Wednesday they came out with self-belief. Today they came out with self-belief. And Brentford are a quality side. Absolute quality side. And for us to be able to compete with Brentford, Well done, well done.
You're very, very happy. And listen, you've got the result here today as well. Listen, fair play to you, as you can see, Bradford fans coming in here, you know, tipping our hats, doing the respect thing at the end of the day. Are you thinking that you might be able to kick on from here? Because it's going to be a bit of a long haul, isn't it?
I think there's a remote chance we might stay up. It'll be difficult because you're relying on one of the other clubs other than the promoted three to drop off. Palace might. I'd got hopes on Bournemouth, but they seem to be pulling out of it. It'd be very difficult. I think we'll get more points than Derby's classic failure.
Yes.
But and a couple of weeks ago, I didn't think we would because I couldn't see where the points were going to come from. But if you can pick up 3 points from a proper, competent Premiership side like Brentford, then you're in with a chance. So, you know.
So listen, you're warming your cockles a little bit today, is it?
Yeah, it's called crawling, I think. But no, they are. Brentford have become established properly. In a way that they haven't spent as much as Brighton have.
No, not anywhere near.
So it can be done. So there's hope. There's hope.
Listen, got a result here today. You're happy. I'm just going to talk to you about, obviously, you've seen the game here today. We're not going to go, because the thing is, it's very easy to keep banging on about, oh yeah, we got injuries and blah, we got the team, because that is, but at the end of the day, you have to deal with them things. And some years we've been maybe 2 years having zero injuries, very little injuries, and you think you do very well, and then the next year it's almost like that luck has run out and then you get loads of injuries, so we have to just deal with it. So we're not going to use that as an excuse, even though it is an excuse. But talking about Brentford today, you know, what were you thinking? What you saw was very different to what you were expecting.
Well, I'm glad that Tony's obviously out, and I'm glad Mbeumo's out. And after that, I didn't think you had as much quality. It's the first time this season we've probably been the better team, which surprised me. Now, maybe it's because of those two players particularly that weren't there. I don't know. But we actually had the better chances, a better play today.
And the thing is that when it happens, you've got to just take it. You've got to run with it, innit?
Of course we have, yeah. And we had the one moment of quality in the game with the goal.
What do you think? I mean, when he got the ball, I mean, it ping came off one of our defenders, came at you. Did you think he's going to put it in the back of the net? You think, what's he going to do with that?
He did it a few times last season.
Did it?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought, yeah, if he has a shot.
So was it a shot or was it a cross? It was a cross, wasn't it?
I thought it was a shot. We were right above it. I thought it was a shot. I thought it was curled down the top corner. We saw him do it last season. We were desperate to get him back this season.
So listen, our players are going to do it.
It's a tall order. I'm not. It's a tall order. We need a lot of luck to go our way.
Yes or no?
I'm going to say yes, because you've got to say yes, haven't you?
Yeah, there you go. Right, okay, catch up with you later then.
Right, cheers.
We're still here in the beer engine. We were here, like I said, before the game. Absolutely packed, loads of Brentford in here, loads of Blaze in here, having a good laugh afterwards as well, chatting to them. Now, I've come up with a character who is probably more local to us than he is to these characters here, and he's hanging out with them. Chiswick Blade, he actually lives in Chiswick, came up today from Chiswick, gone to the match, and he's going back again tonight. So you must know a lot about Brentford because you're literally down the road.
Yep, just down the road. I know you've got a new stadium.
Do you know anything? Do you know anything else?
No, not really.
You know nothing about Brentford?
He knows all the pubs.
Yeah, yeah.
I know all the pubs.
Yeah. just interesting, what pub are you drinking?
What's it called? The one on the...
You don't know. You've got no idea. No, just making it up, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Listen, he's not a Chiswick Blade at all.
Oh,
one over the eight?
Yeah.
One over the eight, okay.
And so one on the corner where Q Station is.
Okay, the Express Tavern. Yeah. Okay, those are the pubs near to Brentford as well. So are those the closest pubs to your house?
No.
Oh, no, because you're not posh. You're not Strand on the Breen posh, are you? Not that posh, Chiswick, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, you are? Oh, okay, there you go. So are you posh enough to have probably set executive bosses watching the match today, no?
No, not that posh, no. Unfortunately, not.
So you had a good view of the game today?
Indeed.
Are you very happy?
Very, very happy.
Tell me why.
It's going to be a nice journey home, not crying, and looking forward to the future.
So listen, Chiswick B there has told us about looking forward to the future. He's got some Mystic Meg business going on, yeah?
Football's all about self-belief, and we've got our self-belief back. And Brentford are a quality Premier League team. Not knocking that, and to beat Brentford 1-0 at Bramall Lane, then fucking bang on, lads, because self-belief that's come back into this side.
Yeah, which is all good. And listen, tell you something as well. I'm talking about, got Blaise Man in the house here as well. We were talking about away days and everything like that as well. And you guys, you agree with me as well about, it's interesting, you talk about away days. We're talking about the quality of away days. We're saying how excited we were about coming to Sheffield United. And you understand that as well, do you?
I certainly do.
Yeah. And I'm just saying, why are we in a different place? Yeah, just talk about, you know, we're talking about the difference between the Premier League and other teams that you might have played. And we like coming to Sheffield United. There's certain places that we like coming to, and this is one of the places. How about yourself?
You know, well, just I'm a Blades. Yeah. Support Sheffield United. Yeah. I love the Premiership. But also as well, it's seeing all the best teams in the world coming to Sheffield United, coming to the Blades to watch us.
And today's game, I mean, you must be delighted.
Absolutely, absolutely. I didn't think we were going to get a result, but we did.
How long have you been supporting them?
All my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 20 years.
20 years. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And you look. But you only look 18.
I like you.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm stepping back a minute. But listen, old school Blaze fan. You know what I'm saying? And you must have gone through what, the Bob Booker era and everything like that as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we love Bob Booker. Proper bees. Proper B men.
We saw a lot of the downs, but we've seen some ups as well, which has been fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
So, I mean, you've seen an up today because you've just picked yourself up and you've got a good result against Bradford. The reality is, though, do you think that you can keep it going?
I think we can. You've just got to have that self-belief, that's all.
Next home game's Luton.
Yeah. We've just got to have that self-belief. Whether it's too late in regards to Wilder taking over and getting that team spirit together, and we can get out of this mess, who knows? But if we try our best, that's all we can do.
UBs?
UBs.
UBs.
I just said one last thing. We love us football, but we also love Q Cricket Club.
Oh, yes.
Q Cricket Club. We've had a few beers in there. And that is a fucking wonderful place.
That's right. There you go. These Blades, they know their men. And listen, I'll catch up with you later, boys. Okay, nice one. Thank you. So, yes, we got, listen, longer than usual. Listen, we've got Blades in it. But listen, I love this away day. I say to you, we're chatting to Blades. Listen, you go inside that. Yes, I know that they've won. And some people go, oh, they wouldn't have spoken to you if they'd lost. But they would have. Because at the end of the day, this is different. And I've been to football for like 40 years. I've been everywhere. And I can tell you, a good away day from a rubbish away day. I could tell you that for a fact, okay? And I'm going to bang on about it now. 70% of Premier League away days are fairly average, right? This is a good away day. And we lost here today. God, what would it be like if we won? Listen, doesn't really matter, though. But listen, we've got bees here in the house who have been welcomed in here afterwards in the pub. Loads of us in here before. Still quite a few in here afterwards. And we're not delighted because we didn't win the game. But we've almost put that behind us, haven't we?
Yeah, we put the game behind us. We're out having a couple of drinks. The Sheffield fans are really lovely, really hospitable. Proper kick football out of football day. It's been a lovely away day, the pubs before and after the game.
And I'm going to say this as well. We're not saying this as sellouts or the fact that we're just, you're giving in. And,
No.
Oh, yeah. Because you're losers. You're just going, oh, yeah, you're lovely. It's not that at all.
Because
you're going to win some games. You're going to lose some games, aren't you?
You win some, you lose some. Okay, we lost today. We'll move on. And we'll move on and we'll play better on other games. But, you know, other than the football, it's been a really good away day. Meeting lots of characters, having lots of good beer, having lots of good food.
And Aston Villa, are you worried that, you know, I mean, they're doing all right at the moment now. We're playing them next, and we've literally run out of players.
Anything can happen. You know, Aston Villa can have an off day, we could have an on day, you know, anything can happen. But, you know, we move on. We're Brentford, we're positive, we're a positive club, and we just keep doing our thing. And sometimes it will work, sometimes it won't. But just keep going, be positive, and, you know, Have lots of good beer, meet lots of good people, have lots of good food, and just, you know, be really positive about it all.
Okay, so listen, positive beat in the house is a Besotted Pride of West London podcast. Don't forget to buy us a beer, besotted.com/beer. Don't forget, we've got another match next week. We're playing Aston Villa on Sunday, so we'll have a podcast at some time when we can actually be bothered to put the podcast out this week. But other than that, like I said to you, we are in Sheffield. Wicked place in Sheffield. We didn't get the points, but never mind, because if they stay up next season, we can take the points off them here next season. So I'm positive in that way. Like I said to you, we've got bees in the house. As we say,
come on,
come on,
you bees!
You bees. We gave them Blaze one, but not next time. You bees.
Need another away day in Sheffield.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.